Well, first of all, we need to look at the tools that the European Union have provided to us and the tools that we can now implement to regulate our fishing industry like we've been asking for, because we have too many in the fleet now at the moment that oversubscribe to the market. So we've too many boats catching too much fish, and it's depleting the price on the markets, and it's making it even more difficult. We have some boats that are tied up and doing the right thing, but there's no financial package for them, and they can't sustain that in the long term. So the European Union has acknowledged that, both the Commission and now the Parliament, and they're putting measures in place, changing rules and regulations to allow our member states to put them into place to help our industry out of this crisis. And what we're looking for now is for our own department and minister to come and meet with us and see what best way we can use these resources to reach the goal of sustainable fishing and looking after the boats to make sure that they're there into the future, while also providing a much needed food source in the times ahead and at the times that we're facing now at the moment, you know.
And you've also suggested that BIM should do a study of the Irish market effectively, haven't you?
Well, yes, with the domestic market, Tom, like, this is really critical. This is at a time now that we can educate the people of the country what fish is coming from where, who's supplying the fish. And look, this is an opportunity for them to go back to buying fresh fish from our own fishermen on a regular basis, that it should be part of the body of food that people are buying every week. Look, it's nutritious, it's great. We eat plenty of it when we go out on holidays outside. There's no reason why we shouldn't be eating the same food here and supporting our own local people and fisheries. We've seen a decimation in our fleet in the last 10 years. It's been cut in half, more or less. And we can't sustain it. Our coastal communities are suffering, you know. But this is about keeping teachers and schools, people working in our coastal communities. It's an integral part of our communities, like, and we can support it and look after it ourselves. So yes, developing the domestic market, showing people how easy it is to eat certain types of food, that a kilo of haddock or hake could feed up to 10 people. You'll get 10 portions out of it, and everybody will have enough out of that. So if it's even 12 euros a kilo, it's only 120 a meal. It's very cheap food. People think it's expensive, but it's not.
And what you're also saying, Pat, is that this kind of research could help co-ops, to liaise with producer organisations, to liaise with retailers, a really more combined effort, perhaps, each sector helping each other than there is at present.
Yeah, look, we're living in unprecedented times, and the market has changed, because the market before was driven for profit. I think we should be putting on the green jersey now. This is about supplying food, sustaining each and every one of us along the chain to keep, make sure we're all viable, we're all making enough out of it. But at the main stage is to provide this food to people, to show them how good this is, reintroduce them to this, and see what we can do. No wastage, do it properly in these times. Look, when the markets open up again, things will change. But at the moment, we have to look at what we're facing and what's the best way. We see it in all other areas. We see Aer Lingus pilots flying 28 hours to China. You know, like, their unions wouldn't have allowed them to do that before, but they have to adapt and change for the good of the country. We have to look at all industries like that, and fishing is no different from anybody else.
Do you think that the public is actually understanding the importance now of the fishing industry in a, you know, in the way you're saying it, it supplies food, it's a very important source of supply? Will this help to get across that understanding to the public?
I'm hoping so, Tom, because look, we take things for granted. I my own children, look, they go to the supermarket and they open up the shelf and the door, and they just put their hand in and they take the food. But there's no awareness there of where this food has come from, the effort that's gone into it, the risks that have gone into that, and where it's actually coming from, the origin. We're looking at origin green with Board B and everything else, so people might be a little bit more aware of where the food is. And look, fishing in Ireland, everybody else wants to come to our fishing grounds to catch fish here. You know, every other country will fight tooth and nail to be able to allow their boats to come in and catch this food source here, because they know the importance of it. And this is the opportunity now for our country to see how important this is for us and for themselves and for the entire community and economy. The money that's available here, that if we look after it, it's a massive resource and it's renewable. We don't feed fish. We don't put any chemicals into fish. We just go out and sustainably catch the fish. And we have a very small share, but it's a very, very important share for our country, you know.
And finally then, Pat, to summarise, because it's a very interesting document that you've produced, you're looking for really the provisions the EU have made available to be applied, more understanding of this, the involvement of the Minister and of BIM in this review as well, all to help the industry. And the industry can then help supply food more.
Tom, we were looking for a task force to be set up to bring all the elements and all the players together to talk about this in a very urgent manner. And we're still looking for that. There's still time to do that. Look, everybody seems to be doing their own job behind the scenes and working away, and they have to be commended for that. You know, we're delighted that there has been movement. But you can understand the frustrations that our fishermen have. Some are tied to the pier wall. Some don't know what's going to happen next week. Others are coming in. They don't know what the markets are going to hold. It's very uncertain. And to ask people to understand this, Tom, is this. You and I both know, and maybe the public don't know this, but you're working on a very unstable platform in the water outside. And, you know, it's a dangerous area where you work. So people are already risking their lives going to sea in gales and storms and weather and everything else. And the acknowledgement there for that should be realised, that this really has to be looked after, you know. So moving forward, bringing all the players together, understanding that these boats are risking their lives, these fishermen are risking their lives to go out and bring in this food for people, and they just need help to be able to continue that and be paid properly for doing it. This isn't just about the big boats and the small boats. This is about every boat. This is about inshore. This is about potting. This is about aquaculture as well, too.